We are once again excited to welcome back to the airwaves REC's Communications and Public Relations Managing Director, Casey Hollins. Casey, it is always good to get together with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us on again. We really look forward to our conversations.
Yeah, I do too. And I just want to, before we get into the meat of things here, I wanted to just thank you all for your efforts with our Camping for Hunger. We're still doing the totaling, but it looks like 12,000 pounds of food was raised last week for Front Royal Warren County CCAP. We enjoyed your visit with Kelly at the Camping for Hunger bus. And thank you for being a big part of Camping for Hunger.
Oh, you are so welcome, and that's really awesome. We really enjoy participating and supporting those types of community activities. So what a great thing that you guys do for the community, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Well, speaking of community involvement, you do a lot of that. In fact, that's what REC is all about, and we're going to talk today about how you all are engaging with youth.
Yes, we are. We actually spend a lot of time investing in our youth because we know how important it is to really expose them to issues and community organizations like an electric cooperative and really help to shape our leaders of the future. So one of our statewide associations is the Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware Association of Electric Cooperatives. And every year we partner together and we host an event called Girl Power. And this event helps to bring high school girls from across the Commonwealth to the training center that's located in Palmyra, Virginia. And we provide a hands-on training with exposure to line work, drone demonstrations, underground locating. So all of these hands-on skills that are really critical to building and constructing the electric infrastructure. So it's been a really big success. And just this past year, the association actually also hosted an event in Maryland.
Empowering is the word that comes to mind here. You know, at some point, too, we have to pass the baton off to our youth. We can't work forever. So we've got to pass that baton off. And this sounds like an event that really helps toward that end. How long has the event been running? And give me the main purpose behind the event.
Absolutely. It's been happening for about 4 years now. And to your point, you know, we can't stay in our positions and our jobs forever, but a lot of people who do work in the electric industry, and especially with electric cooperatives, stay in their companies for decades. So we have an aging workforce. There's a lot of emphasis that we're placing on preparing our next generation to be ready to come into these jobs that we have available for them as our workforce continues to retire. So we also want to make sure that young girls and young women know that there are roles for them that are even different from perhaps what I do. They can get out in the field if they want to, and they can build and construct power lines and help restore power. They can work in our substations. They can design the electric infrastructure as engineers. And if we're not investing the time to show them what these career opportunities are, they'll never know. So we've had so much success over the past 4 years that a couple of girls, a couple of families even, have come back year after year after year. And that's really inspiring that it's such an impactful experience for them that they keep coming back. And now we have whole school systems that have really strong CTE or career and technical education programs that bring a whole bunch of students to participate. So it's growing every year. The students have had such positive reviews to share about their experiences. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they get to do hands-on activities that they would get to do in the field. They get to climb a pole. They get to see what it's like to operate a bucket truck. They learn about splicing fiber optic cables. So there's so much that they get to do hands-on that without coming to this event, they would not have the opportunity to see.
That is absolutely inspiring, Casey. Before you go, you have any other opportunities or events you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Every year we give away community scholarships, and these are for current high school seniors. These are also for students that are already in college, as well as those students that are planning to attend a career or technical school. We offer 15 $1,000 scholarships and two $2,500 scholarships. So Our application deadline for that is February 7th, and we'd really love it if you could help spread the word so that everyone who's pursuing their dreams can apply and get additional funding to help them. And then we also host an event called Youth Tour where we take high school juniors on a trip to Washington, D.C. And I know that's, you know, basically right next door. A lot of us go there. We've been there. However, this is a unique experience that they get really to meet and talk to and learn things that they wouldn't get to necessarily experience on a tour on their own. So the deadline for that is January 31st, and we hope that students who are interested in our government would consider applying.
I think we take the beauty of the nation's capital for granted. We live so close. I love going to D.C.
Yeah, it's a great experience. When we take our students there, they get to visit monuments, museums, but they also get to meet elected officials. They get to go and see things and meet people that, you know, if you're just doing a tour on your own, you may not be able to do. And you're right, we do, because we live so close. We're like, oh, it's right next door. You know, it's not really that great of an experience because I'm so close. But it really is, and it opens up doors and other possibilities for ambitious students.
Well, all these things are great because so often we hear about our students, our youth in negative lights, and this really puts our youth in positive light. And I think the future is bright, especially thanks to you guys. And I know you have a great website too, myrec.coop, and I'm sure folks can find out everything they need to know on that website.
Yes, they can. Thank you so much for letting me share about these exciting initiatives that we have and hopefully inspire some young people to participate in our program.
All right. You're more than welcome to chat anytime with me. I love our conversations, and I do want to thank you again for just being an MVP, REC, the MVP, folks, for a Camping for Hunger every year. You stepped up like you always do, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. We were honored to help.
All right. Casey Hollins, she is the REC Communications and Public Relations Managing Director, and it's always great chatting with her. Casey, thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.